you, a lot of times you're buying a name brand.
That's true.
You're just buying a name brand and you think, oh, I paid such and such thing for this. This is nice. And that ain't it. Polyester is nothing but polyester.
That and happens a lot at the PX. They get the best clothes in there. But you end up, like you're saying, paying for the name brand.
Paying for the name brand.
A lot of us can't even afford to buy them at PX prices. I don't know how anybody else.
Right, you're just paying for the name brand, you know. Some big star wearing it, don't have advertising.
I went in for makeup, and they had a little compact of eyeshadow. $5.30 in the PX. Don't you know that somebody's paying $8 or $9
for
eyeshadow for it outside?
That's right.
But not this trip.
That's right. You know, we have a real good cosmetic company here at Rose and Love that I use a lot, and that's Estee Lauder. Last Christmas, I had a card from the owners of the Estee Lauder company. And I feel sure, you know, maybe the customer name goes in that buys this stuff. Because I had a Christmas card from them. And they were right. They would tell, had a real nice card. Telling me how much they appreciate me using their product. So I use quite a bit. I give quite a bit of gifts sometimes.
It spoils you. It mine has to last between birthday and holiday.
It really spoils you. You're right. It's way to do it because nothing else you put on.
Just doesn't smell right.
Just don't smell right. I found one more fragrance that I like that Estee Lauder hadn't spread out with me yet. And that's Revlon. I've always liked Revlon and it still holds its own with me. But for special occasions, a lot of time I use Estee Lauder.
I like the flower too. Are there any buildings in Troy that you might call a skyscraper or a high-rise? Are the buildings small?
Most of them. Now, we got some tall buildings here, but I don't know. Well, maybe they once been a business, like Alabama Warehouse place down there. And it's a place over on Oak Street, I believe the name of that street. Tall building. It used to have had a nursery in there and just different things in there. I don't know what they have in that now, but it's similar to the building in Roosevelt. What they have on the second floor, but it looked like it might have first and second floor too.
What kinds of passageways are there between the buildings? Names for those?
Well, there are no streets between the buildings that I've seen. Usually, the buildings are close together. The one that on the corner doesn't have them. The buildings are just connected together, you know.
Are there any alleys between the buildings?
Oh, yeah, there is. Let's see where it's an alley. It's not very many alleys in Florida that I know about. Because I don't
have occasion to go, probably.
No, I'm usually uptown. Business or shopping. I don't even know what alleys are here.
What do you call an area in the city where the buildings have been torn down and never been replaced?
Well, most of the areas here where the buildings have been torn down and